45% of the casualties suffered in your administration were suffered in the first 6 months. The enemy was still continuing the offensive and that every 6 months period since then has seen a decrease, 45% the first 6 months, 20%, 22 the second, 19 the third, 9% in the 6 months, and about 3% this month.
The
is constantly going down.
Is there any information at all on the negotiations? Any of you were to indicate what all the quote negotiating side of the show say on that it's not an opposite. You know what I know here. And I'm not gonna hold your hopes up
I think the thing
you can talk to this group, this is so sensitive. And you know, also we have to work on, how we got rumors about negotiations for years. In this instance, however,
I would add to your statement that the less said about it now, the better on the other.
I would simply say this. I'd like to repeat the
Good.
left, he's very responsible.
Right.
He left for Europe.
He left for some sort of fund.
Yeah. We will let you say we'll do our best to talk to the senator. We know the problems. We don't. And God, I don't want you falling for the doctor next time. All I can say is, I think you're going to look off the field. So the question is, what Mel was getting on the flat about the other night, I'm aware of the prisoner war, and there was something that we said, and he withdrew all of our time of withdrawal, and that I was suddenly just reading the prisoner war. I suppose he did that. I suppose he just said, we will withdraw and have our institution. Our prisoner war is full time. But if you simply to say that, and they picked it up, So you see, a POW thing is a soul thing. And he has something else short of like, as we did in my home opera, they withdraw, we withdraw, ceasefire, that's different. And then, of course, further down the road, they say that it's going to make a difference, stop the economy. See, when we get down further in numbers, the deal that you make can always be made. Right? But if we get down, very far in numbers, then it's going to depend on South Vietnam anyway. Right now is a critical time. Right now.
Now the other point is that so much discussion. Involved in whether you can say that definitely will come a time when there won't be a single American soldier.
That's what I did tonight.
Will help
consider the total withdrawal of all.
I'm sure you know that I'm prepared to support you and your
role. You have the flat statement of men.
But we've had some skirmishes.
Our goal is the total withdrawal of all arms. That means no resistance, except, of course, as I've said off and on, I don't repeat it, I don't believe you. Anybody with the right mind knows that you can't have a total withdrawal if they have the resistance. Our goal is, we intend to have a total withdrawal with negotiation if possible and the interrelation necessary. But it's a total withdrawal of our match. That's what it's absolutely no American withdrawal. That means no residual, not. That's our goal. Say that, speak to that.
I think you're doing something.
I shout at Philip, yeah,
I don't know.
But they want to say, cut off military aid.
Always
cut off economic aid. I just say.
The danger is a very supportive voice. There's a time when they're not going to be any supportive voices.
There won't be that. See, this is going to be like Korea.
I know how you are in Korea. Just there.
We do not plan a residual force at all. Except, I should point out to you that the only time that anybody can talk about residuals in terms of everybody knows you can't. Let's assume that they refuse to negotiate the treaty. We go to the administration, and we go withdraw. I can't withdraw everybody, but they can go before the prison. That's something to trade on that. That's what you think about. But I think by that time, you better get many of them that. Because they'll like to have some of it. Yes, but you can't say it now, because if you do it now, if for example, they say, well, we'll give you the prisoners if you withdraw at the end of this year. All right, that's all the POW issue, but it would lose the Vietnam issue.
But you're going to say that there will be total withdrawal. I hope you're going to say that, although you and I are in hand, the public will not be able to take 8, 9. You have in mind. That person, I love her. That two has thinking about it. And you have a But I
have. They close, so they close because of the deal of the
now,
Well,
never negotiated that, that thing, but I don't know.
And I'm not on the critics, I'm on the judge, I'm more, you know, I'm on the side. I do have a part of the responsibility that I didn't want to hold to some extent. Are you going to say anything at all about withdrawal of tax?
No.
I don't know.
We don't. Now let me tell you why, if that comes up, it is part of the issue. Get to that, I am not mentioning the individual portion. I'm not saying about the right of people, so that's, I said before, and that's, it's all in the pottery, so to be reassured, that will not be the way. But on Thailand, remember, we have treaties in Thailand. The United States has never built treaties. Now, the damn East is already in Thailand. Some of the people come off into Thailand. They have what? Well, see, they don't have any treaties about Vietnam. That's a different matter. We got them. Right. We got, it's like the Philippines. We got treaties with the Philippines. It's like Taiwan. We got one with Taiwan. We got one with Korea. One with Japan. We got treaties. You can't talk very irresponsibly. You can't talk responsibly and talk very strongly about, well, let's get out of this place. Greg, you were great. Greg Carl, it's the thing you and I talked about. This is a different ballgame altogether. South Vietnam, you can talk about getting out. I mean, once you talk them to walk, if they can't walk, that's their problem. But we don't have treaties.
See,
you
kind of did
something to do it. So good. If I was a matter of fact, they wouldn't have
time. You would ask how many of our groups got that. You would ask something like 9,000.
We're down 10,000. And that was unfortunately their bottom on our head. That's what we didn't have anything for the long. Guarantee Japan. But I do say that you are exactly right. One of the benefits of Laos for the cities like Puff and Boyle, one of all of them had revenue. Well, I appreciate you all coming in. As I say, I know you. I know it's a long, hard road. Well, as far as I were a politician, I would give this to my
There were no American combat forces in Vietnam.
or $540,000. $1,000
Thank you.